This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
The heat is on. Yes, it is. I just said that. Welcome back to CCO. Paul Douglas with you. I remember, I'm sure you remember too, staring at the American flag in fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, saying the Pledge of Allegiance, first drafted during the Civil War, a declaration of loyalty not only to the flag, but to the concept of one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Not just for some, but liberty and justice for all. Today is Juneteenth. Actually, it was yesterday, but today is the federal holiday honoring Juneteenth, a celebration of the announcement back on June 19th, 1865 in Texas that enslaved Americans were finally free. Joining us today with some perspective on Juneteenth, joining us from the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline is Dr. Yohuro Williams, Distinguished University Chair, Professor, and Founding Director of the Racial Justice Initiative at St. Thomas. Dr. Williams, welcome.
Thanks for having me on. Good to be with you, Paul.
Absolutely. What should listeners know about Juneteenth? What does it mean to you?
I think you emphasized two things that I think a lot of people don't know that are important to know about Juneteenth. One is that even though it is meant or is seen as kind of the celebration of the end of slavery, it really is just the end of slavery in Texas. There are many Emancipation Days that are celebrated all over the country because the enforcement of Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation was dependent on the enforcement of the Union Army. And so the reason that Juneteenth becomes significant is Texas, Galveston is the last holdout. So when Gordon Granger issues Field Order Number 3, Juneteenth comes to symbolize what took place in communities all across the country as the Union Army, through its advance, made Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation the force of law in those areas. And then, of course, you need a 13th Amendment to actually complete the work of abolishing slavery because the Emancipation Proclamation only apply to those states in act of rebellion against the Union. So that's the one. And I think the other thing is you mentioned the Pledge of Allegiance. We often talk about the Civil War Reconstruction in the United States in the vacuum, but they belong to an age of emancipation and national unification. So you have the emancipation of serfdom in Russia in 1861, four wars of unification in Germany and in Italy. The issue that was dividing the United States in 1861 was slavery. And so this was a war fought to make the United States one nation. And we often don't think about it this way. But what we celebrate with Juneteenth is not only the emancipation of the slaves, but the resoldering of the Union. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dr. Williams, I'm curious, What comes next? I mean, there's talk now about reparations, people who have been wronged, the ancestors of people who were enslaved should be entitled to some sort of compensation for this forced slavery. And There's precedent for this. I didn't realize this, but after World War II, the U.S. government paid $1.6 billion in reparations to Japanese American survivors of internment camps for civil rights violations. So what do you think will come next? I know a number of cities around the United States have issued formal apologies. Is that good enough?
I don't believe that it's good enough. And full disclosure, I chaired, was one of the co-conveners of the commission that was helping to draft a draft ordinance for a permanent reparations commission in the city of St. Paul. So this is something I know intimately. When we talk about slavery, I think that you providing the example of the Japanese internment is a good segue for most people, because often when people think about slavery, they're thinking, oh, we're going back generations, so how do you do that? But there are some more immediate instances here in the Twin Cities in particular that we can point to where you could easily establish, what damages were done as a result of policies, practices, and procedures, and address those damages. The Rondo community is a great example of that. But you could also do it with regard to slavery itself if you're able to go back and to, you know, trace those families and again, the policies, practices, and procedures that were used to undermine or deny them equal opportunity in that moment. There are so many corporations, so many industries, so many individuals that benefit from the institution of slavery. It's not a difficult premise if you have the political will and desire to do so. It would be very easy to establish the justification for doing it. And again, makes people uncomfortable, but there is precedent. And when one considers the racial wealth gap in this country, it certainly would make sense in redressing some of that historic harm.
My understanding, last time I looked at the numbers, white Americans 10 times more wealth on average than African-American families in the United States. And some say, well, this will further divide us if we get, you know, deep into reparations. But under the heading of accountability, and a lot of people like to lecture me about accountability, but those same people kind of go quiet when it talks about accountability for the Civil War and slavery and the African-Americans that built this nation but weren't compensated accordingly. Back to the pledge, liberty and justice for all. Are you confident that we can thread the needle and find a way to come up with accountability that a majority of Americans can live with?
I think, Paul, if we're going to grow, we need to figure out a way to address this. And the challenge in our contemporary moment is, and we've seen this consistently, apologies aren't sufficient to address and to deal with the real harm, the trauma, the dislocation that was created not only by the institution of slavery, but in the aftermath of the abolition of slavery, the grant of nothing but freedom. There's a great book by Eric Foner of that title. And the idea is that literally when the slaves are freed, 4.5 million people are freed by virtue of Gordon Granger's Field Order Number 3 or the Emancipation Proclamation or the 13th Amendment, whatever you want to cite, they didn't receive anything but the freedom, their freedom themselves. That put them at a disadvantage. If you then compound that with the deliberate policies, practices, and procedures from redlining in terms of housing to a denial of education to a denial of the ability to participate fully in the labor market by restricting the jobs that they could do and the education they had access to. The accountability that you're talking about is really what we would need to redress if we're going to talk about not just healing, but actually restitution and reparation of that damage.
Dr. Yohuro Williams, Founding Director, Racial Justice Initiative at St. Thomas, thanks for joining us today. And is it appropriate to say happy Juneteenth? I hope it is.
I think it's okay. I think it's fine. And happy Juneteenth to you, too.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time and perspective today. Thank you.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.